It's Thursday, July 1st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the dynamics of IT decision makers and data from Forrester, and why focus on the workers and new models of work matters. 17.9%. This is the Business of Tech. Consumer spending in mobile apps hit a record $64.9 billion during the first half of 2021, according to preliminary data from App Store intelligence firm Sensor Tower. This figure represents a 24.8% increase in spending seen across both the App Store and Google Play compared with the year-ago period. From the first half of 2019 to the first half of 2020, consumer spending on mobile apps grew 28.4% from $40.5 billion to $52 billion. For comparison, slower than the 24.8% seen in the current period. Just 4 in 10 IT decision makers trust their business counterparts to make informed technology buying decisions, according to a survey from Spiceworks Ziff Davis, released June 15. The firm surveyed 300 IT and 200 business decision makers. But 58% of business decision makers perceive themselves as sufficiently informed to purchase technology, the survey found. IT decision makers are part of 88% of cloud purchases, according to the report. On average, 6 to 8 key stakeholders are involved in making cloud purchasing decisions, following a 7% year-over-year contraction in 2020. Server spending will make a comeback in 2021 and grow by 3%, according to a Forrester report released Friday. The firm projects server spend growth will hold steady in 2022. Spending on licensed software for on-premises deployments will also recover from the cutbacks or delays of 2020. Forrester projects license fees will grow 1% this year, but will see a 1% decline in 2022. The on-premise bounce back aligns with Forrester predictions on U.S. tech budgets. Tech spending is set to grow by 7.4% in 2021 and 6.7% in 2022, up from the previous forecast of 6% in 2021 and 6.5% in 2022. Now, why do we care? E-commerce spending and apps are up, showing the continued change in the digital marketplace. IT decision makers don't trust their business counterparts, who are increasingly empowered without them. Delayed projects in 2022 will get their bump into 2021, but I predict that leveling will continue the descent previously going on. And we care because that's a landscape to deliver services in. New survey from Indeed about job seekers. Only about 10% are actively and urgently looking for work. 45% are passively looking. Most open jobs are in low-wage sectors, and when asked, here's why workers aren't coming back. About 25% are afraid of COVID-19 and are waiting for vaccination rates to climb before getting back to work. More than 20% say they have a financial cushion, and about 12% say their unemployment insurance is the reason they're not rushing to get a job. Childcare is also a major factor, with 20% of lower-wage workers saying they're staying home due to care responsibilities. Apple is not changing their stance on hybrid work, it seems, despite pushes from employees, and the company has indicated their stated plans for hybrid work are going to stand. Google, meanwhile, is restarting bus networks around its Mountain View headquarters as other large firms like Adobe and Facebook move slower. In that context, there's data from Gartner about returning to work. 48% of large global organizations aren't tracking the vaccination status of employees, and only 8% are requiring proof of vaccination before employees come back to the office. 36% of organizations plan to have employees self-report vaccination status, but won't require proof. 9% of organizations will let employees work remotely on certain days, and 32% will let employees work remote all of the time. Wondering why we spend time here? Gartner's data says the future of work spending will increase 17.4% on last year. The Washington Post digs into workers' burnout. That's a recurring theme. Gallup polls have found that workers' life evaluations have declined during the pandemic, regardless of remote or in-person work, and that 61% of women and 52% of men feel stressed on a typical day, both up from before the pandemic. Different companies are experimenting with time off and additional benefits, and some companies are experimenting with the four-day work week. And the collisions of law and work. Colorado's Equal Pay for Equal Work Act is a set of laws designed to end wage discrimination. Some companies are now excluding Colorado-based remote employees in job listings to avoid disclosing salary ranges and benefits as required by the law. It's a law that may be backfiring. Now, why do we care? There's debate about if this is a turning point for American workers. Some are skeptical. Schools reopening will matter for that portion of the workforce. Workers have a lot of power right now. How long they will have it is the open question. My take is that most analysts are underestimating the impact of emotion on these decisions. That burnout and stress data is the indicator. Are people working to live or living to work? And now they're questioning their decisions. Times of great trauma are known for that. My prediction is that a lot of these plans by employers to go back will be derailed by employees who quietly say, "No, thank you." Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Keep it brief today. Talk to you tomorrow.